JJ, what is the key to containing the speed that the Chiefs have and also Alex Smith to keep them from hurting you getting outside?
I mean, you just got to play good defense. I mean, they have obviously multiple ways they can hurt you. Alex Smith is good with his legs, but, I mean, the way Kareem Hunt's been playing this year is obviously phenomenal. So we just have to be sound in our assignments, be sound in what we do, and play full team defense, everybody doing their job, rallying to the ball.
What's special about Kareem when you watch him on tape?
I mean, he does a great job. I mean, obviously he has that ability to make the big play in the run game, which is difficult to do, but he also is just methodical throughout the game. I mean, he's consistent throughout the entire game, and he has a lot of yards in the second half, which has been impressive as well. So anytime you have the number one rushing attack in the National Football League, you're doing something right, and it starts with having a great running back, and he's obviously done a great job so far.
How are they better than they were when y'all beat them here last year?
I mean, they're 4-0, so I would say they're doing pretty well, yeah.
Are they better than they were last year when you played them?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, that's you're comparing two different years. I don't know.
Deshaun Watson and Kareem Hunt, two of the better young players in this league. Just what do you see from both these guys as far as being new guys and then kind of hustling on the scene right away?
Yeah, I think they're both doing a great job. I mean, obviously, it's a very difficult league to play in. And so when you can come in early and have as much success as they've had so far, I think it's a testament to how hard they work, how talented they are. And also, obviously, bright things to come for the future.
JJ, when you go up against a guy like Alex Smith, does it help at all that you went up against Deshaun in training camp?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. I think it's, I mean, going up against a guy like Mariota last week, you know, it's just, like I said last week, there's a few of those guys in the league. I mean, Bortles, there's guys that can run around and have the ability to get out of tough situations, and you have to account for them. So, yeah, you always have to be prepared for that.
JJ, when you watch the offense put up 90 points in two games, we haven't seen that here in a few years. How does that change your perspective? Does suddenly, like maybe do all things now seem possible that the sky's the limit for this team? When you can get that on that side, you guys end up playing what 30 plays less than the Titans' defense. It's got to be really exciting from your side.
Yeah, it's obviously extremely exciting. I mean, the key to the game is scoring more points than our team and holding them to less than you score. So. The more that they score, the easier it is for us. And you get some plays off. You get to take a break, have a sip of Gatorade on the sideline, and just watch. And it's fun. You know, it makes it fun. It's exciting. And yeah, obviously we hope we get to continue that. And defense does our part to give them the ball back so they can score even more.
You feel a little cheated sitting over there so much?
No, it's nice. I got the best seats in the house.
Chiefs record, Alex Smith, is pretty much perfect this year. What do you see from Alex? He's been a good pro for a long time. What about this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. I mean, anytime you're 4-0 in this league, you're going to be doing a lot of things right, and he's obviously done that. I think he gets himself out of situations with his legs. He obviously gets the ball to their playmakers, and they have a few of them. So he's done a good job. I think they only have one turnover on the year, so. And I think it was the first play of the season for them. So they've done a really good job protecting the ball. So it's really important for us to go out there and execute our game plan and try and do what we can to get them off rhythm.
Did you know a thing or two about scoring? What did you think of Dylan's pick six?
That was impressive, really impressive play. And obviously for a young guy in a situation like that, I mean, he had a pick six, he had a sack, he had a fumble recovery. I mean, shoot, kid's doing all right. So it's really, really good to see those young guys step in and do such great things.
Well, do you think, you know, KC's offense, Alex Smith, and like you said earlier, how much do you think it matters? Because clearly they have new personnel.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, obviously we played them each year here for the last couple of years, but this league is week to week, and things can change, and there's going to be new plays and new players, and obviously they have some new faces over there. But they have a good coaching staff. They have good players, and they're able to do different things from week to week. But it's just up to us. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to, we have to do our job. You know, we can watch all the film we want. We can watch everything. But at the end of the day, we have to do our job. And we have to go out there and play our defense and say, you have to beat us.
You need to be aggressive, but not so aggressive. You don't have the discipline to say, do your job, stay in your lane.
Yeah, I mean, it's team defense. It's understanding that when to shoot your shot, I guess. When you have the ability to be overly aggressive, and then when you have to understand what type of defense you're in, who's got your back, things like that, to understand, okay, now I need to really just play within the parameters of the defense. And I think we've done a really good job this year so far of having a bunch of guys who all understand the overall concept of the defense, when to take the chances, when not to. And we're playing really good team defense.
JJ, you guys have won big games before, but is there a different buzz in the building or in the city that you're feeling the way you guys have played the last couple of weeks?
I mean, we're 2-2. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here, you know. I mean, it's not like we're the ones that are 4-0, so we got to be a little bit tempered with that. But we're very excited. Obviously, a big game coming up on Sunday against a team who is undefeated in our conference. So yeah, it's a really big game, and I mean, hopefully we can have the same type of performance we had last week. And yeah, it's exciting, but we also need to make sure that we stay on the ground here.
Is there a sort through all of the things that they show you? So if they bring people in motion, fake the jet sweep, then they fake something else. How do you kind of sort through that as you see these plays develop and know where it's actually headed?
Yeah, that's what they pay us for, you know. I mean, that's part of what makes them so good is their ability to mix things up and have guys going all different directions and doing different things. But like I said, it's also our job to understand and to watch the film and to practice it and rep it every day. And we have a great coaching staff who prepares us. So it's just a matter of every single day leading up to Sunday, making sure that we understand and have great knowledge of what they're doing so we can handle it and knowing what means something for real and what's just window dressing.
You've always shared your enthusiasm for the other teams in town. You know, as the Astros are going to the playoffs, as you prepare for Sunday night, do you have a thought about what they could be doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible time. Obviously, you got the Astros in the playoffs, and then you got the Rockets starting up the season. So it's a really exciting time, and we're all rooting for the Astros. And I wish I could get out there to a game. I'm sure the atmosphere there is going to be phenomenal. And then, obviously, here on Sunday night, the atmosphere is going to be great. So it's not too bad of a time to be a sports fan in this town. So hopefully we can all put on some great shows for them and come together and lift the city up.